This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to address terrorism in all its forms and manifestations during media briefing in New Delhi. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said. He added that the world is aware of nexus between terrorist and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan, he said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms. Mr. Jaiswal said in every document that comes out of multilateral forums, whether it is BRICS, SCO or anywhere else, there is a strong support for combating international terrorism and there is also a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed the commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional peace and prosperity. They welcomed developments in bilateral relations across sectors such as trade, investment, technology, shipping, defence, security, connectivity and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mitsotakis conveyed support for the early conclusion of a mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement and for the success of the AI Impact Summit to be hosted by India in 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that blue economy is central to India's growth, combining prosperity, sustainability and national strength. Responding to an article by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that initiatives like Sagar Mala, Deep Ocean Mission and Harit Sagar guidelines harness ocean resources while empowering communities, driving innovation and strengthening India's leadership in global ocean governance. The Election Commission has delisted 474 registered unrecognized political parties for flouting norms. The decision was taken after they failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years continuously since 2019. In the first phase of the exercise, the Commission had delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties last month. With this exercise, 808 registered unrecognized political parties have been delisted in the last 2 months. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the coordination and courage demonstrated by the Indian forces during Operation Sindoor is clear proof that the victory is no longer an exception for the country as it has become its habit. The minister said this while interacting with veterans and the families of the fallen heroes of the 1965 war at the commemorative event marking 60 years of the 1965 India-Pakistan war in New Delhi today. The defence minister said every Indian soldier serves with the feeling that the sovereignty and integrity of the nation will never be compromised at any cost. Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubin Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident. According to reports, Singapore police rescued him from the sea in unconscious condition and rushed him to a local hospital. Despite being placed under intensive care, doctors were unable to revive him. Zubin was in Singapore to attend the Northeast Festival, where he was scheduled to perform today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the sudden demise of singer Zubin Garg. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Zubin Garg will be remembered for his rich contribution to music and his renditions were very popular among people across all walks of life. India will face Oman in their final Group A match of the Asia Cup 2025 in Abu Dhabi today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.